Now we come to the story of this princess who is to be cured by this sixth fiddler. He told the story as follows. One time there was a king, cruel king, who desired this princess. He captured her, took her, and subdued her. He kept her captive in his lair. One day, this evil king had a dream in which he dreamt that this princess rose up and killed him. He woke up, and he took this dream seriously. The king could find no peace of mind. If he should kill her, he felt very badly about that. He wanted her so much, how can he feel right in killing her? Should he send her away, this would hurt him even more. And secondly, if he does send her away, and she does come to a different person, a different king or a different master, then surely the dream will come true because she will want to take revenge. She'll surely come back to kill him. And while thinking about this, as the moments passed by, because of this worry and fear, he lost his affection for her bit by bit because of this dream. And of course, in return, she too began to dislike him also, bit by bit, until she began to detest him. And so finally, she fled. She escaped. The king sent his soldiers after her to search for her. They came back and reported that she was now at the fortress made of water, a fortress purely consisting of water. And this fortress, there are 10 walls, one inside the other. All these are walls of water. Within these boundaries, there are trees, fruit, ones of extraordinary beauty. All of them consist of water. The beauty of this fortress, the remarkable sight, is impossible to describe. To go into this fortress, to enter into it, these walls, is a physical impossibility, because a person would surely drown. The princess fled till she came to this fortress, and she began to circle this fortress looking for a way in. The soldiers reported to the king that she was walking around this fortress. The king went himself, took his army to recapture her. She saw the king coming after her. She decided that she would flee within this fortress, because if it meant that she would drown, she felt she preferred drowning rather than to have this king recapture her. And so she felt, too, that perhaps by some miracle or whatever, she might be saved by entering this fortress of water. What is meant by the terms that are used here? First, when we speak about the king, this evil king who desired this princess, princess of beauty. Who is the evil king? This naturally refers to the Satan. The Satan, the Yetzirah, who is the ruler. In the Torah we find that the Satan is called Melech Zaken Uksil, an old fool, but a king, one who rules over those who are his subordinates. When the Yetzirah overtakes a person, he overpowers a person, one of those times he actually rules that person. So therefore he is called a king. The princess of beauty is the Jewish neshama, the soul of every Jew. This is to be taken either individually or collectively. It means each single Jew in his battle against this king, or it means the entire Jewish nation. The Knesset Yisrael has one, the soul of the Jewish nation, which is always in combat. The Melchemes Hayitz is always in combat against this king. Now the Satan's mission on earth is to try to capture this soul of beauty, Jewish soul. But then the dream comes to him. The fact this means at a time close to Mashiach's coming, he realizes the future. The dream portends the future. Future as is brought, that there will come a time when he will be slaughtered. We say in the Haggadah, Hashem will slaughter the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. After Mashiach's coming, Hashem will slaughter this Yetzirah, this evil angel, this evil king. So the Satan becomes desperate. What should he do? Should he first try to destroy Chas HaShalom, the Jewish soul? will ultimately destroy him, he begins to dislike it. And as a result, too, there is an actual awakening from within, the deep cry of the captive soul, awakening that all his pleasures and joy and typhus desires the person has really are wasted. There is nothing tangibly good there. It's all an illusion. And eventually, this will all prove to be the person's undoing. The soul begins to awaken and loses its taste. The taiva begins to sour. So that's why Benedict says here that by her too, a liking for him turned to a hatred. That's the arousing within a person's heart to tshuva. But tshuva, he begins to dislike the taivas which he kept pursuing. So the soul flees. Where should a Jew flee to when he is attacked and overpowered by the satan? The Gemara says, Mashichehu lebeis hamidrash. Drag the satan, the Yitzhara, into the beis hamidrash. Go into the shul, open a sefer, and start to learn. That is the fortress that will protect you against the satan. The satan is fire, this fortress is water, which will extinguish the fire of taivas. Person is aroused to sin, there's a burning desire within him. The cool waters of Teda extinguish this fire of taiva. So, this fortress of water, a protective fortress against all evil, is the one haven of refuge of safety against this evil king.